Staff and students of Medford Area Senior High School presented testimony in favor of Assembly Bill 625 and Senate Bill 514 last week. Director of Special Education and Student Services for the Medford School District, Joseph Greggett, explains.
This is part of our Employment First initiatives that we've been doing. Back in May of 2016, we held a community conversation on employing people with disabilities, and we had over 60 businesses, employers, community members, and staff members there over at the Taylor County Education Center. And one person that was there was Representative James Edming. And Representative Edming learned about Employment First legislation. It was initiated in all these other states across the United States. And he's like, do we have that here in Wisconsin? We're like, well, no, we don't. And he wanted to learn more about that, and he kind of took it from there, worked with some state agencies, some advocacy groups, and became an advocate for this legislation. And then on Wednesday, January 9th, we had the opportunity to go down to Madison. Representative Edming asked us to come down and present to the Wisconsin Senate Committee and the Wisconsin Assembly Committee to support this education or to support this Employment First legislation bill. So we brought along some students and some staff and some local employers and community members down there, and it was really a very exciting opportunity for us, and we have some great details to share about that. Yeah, we brought along some of our school staff, some of our Employment First staff that have been actively involved with that, and this would not happen without their efforts. So respect and appreciation to Nicole Grippentraug, Beth Vandenberg, and Jennifer Quinnell. And certainly thank you to the families that went along. We had multiple families go. And then we also had representatives from local businesses. So Taylor Credit Union sent along some staff, Weathershield Corporation sent along some staff, and then Dave Flegel through Broadway Theater. And as a representative, the Board of Education President for the Medford School Board went along as well. So as far as speaking to the Senate and the Assembly, Beth Vandenberg shared some words about Employment First. Our four students, Cody Schultz, Colton Ruppel, Hunter Hill, and Kim Fernstall, all spoke. I shared some words. And then Dave Flegel spoke about it from a business owner perspective as well. So,
Hunter Hill, congratulations on being down in Madison and addressing the legislature.
Thank you.
Would you like to read what you presented to the legislature?
Hello, my name is Hunter Hill. I'm a student at Medford Area Senior High. I have two jobs. One is being a custodian at the high school. The second job is working at Weathershield's corporate office, delivering mail. What I like about my two jobs is I buy my own things.
Thank you very much, Hunter.
You're welcome.
Congratulations again to
you.
Thank you. Cody Schultz.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you again, Cody. Cody and I are friends. We go back a long ways.
All right. Hi, my name is Cody Schultz. I am from Stuttonville. I work a part-time job at Weathershield. My goal is to retire from Weathershield.
Thank you very much, Cody. And, of course, Colton Ruppel.
Hi, my name is Calder Ruppel. I work at the Taylor Credit Union. I organize money. I like helping the other employees at Taylor Credit Union.
And then we have Kim Fernstall. Kim?
Hi, my name is Kim Fernstall from Medford. I have two part-time jobs at McDonald's of Halls of Medford. I am working on getting a third job so I can get Social Security.
Congratulations. Thank you, Kim.
At one point during the Wisconsin Assembly presentation, after the students were done and after we were done speaking, we made such an impression on the chairman. He said he would like to break protocol at this time, and he stood up and gave a standing ovation to our students for their speeches. So everybody else, then the rest of the assembly committee stood up, and everybody that was there watching this stood up as well and started giving our students a round of applause for their great efforts and their great job that they did. And
Beth Vandenberg and Nicole Grippentraug, they also were down at Madison.
I would say that this trip blew our minds. We had no idea in May of 2016 when we hosted that community conversation that it would lead to testifying in front of the Senate and Assembly committees. The four students who spoke in Madison are our student ambassadors, so a requirement of the Employment First grant is to train at least one. And this year we have four. Each of the years we've had a group, more than one, just depending on who's graduated and left and who's here and who's passionate about working.
So a responsibility of the ambassadors is that they go and present and speak on behalf of Employment First. So they've all shared presenting at the Rotary meetings, the Chamber of Commerce meetings, conferences.
Through the grant, we've made a couple of educational awareness videos. In the fall of 2015 was the first one at the beginning of the grant. And then the Employment First Grant Initiatives in Medford received the Medford Chamber of Commerce Community Project Award that was given out in June of 2017. So in preparation for that, we made another video that was kind of a summary of the work that had been done over those two full years.
Again, our congratulations to the student speaking in front of the legislature in Madison, Hunter Hill, Cody Schultz, Colton Ruppel, and Kim Fernstall.